there that probably we haven't shared with you is that Steve is going to be taking a parental leave, time away. They had a baby. Yeah, you knew that? Kai. And Lauren has been on a parental leave for some time now. I think, I don't know what it is, 9 or something like that. You know how you get a year. Well, Steve has taken the last 3 months of that. Well, Lauren goes back to work. And so that doesn't mean, though, that they're going to, like, be gone. We'll still see Steve, and we'll still see Lauren. They're not abandoning the church during this time, but Steve's going to be involved with worship and touching base and some other things. And so I just wanted you to know and to pray for them as they transition during this time to Lauren being back to teaching and Steve taking on some of that leave time. So just wanted to mention that for your consideration this morning. Well, the story is told of three women who were sitting together at a senior's residence. And they were bragging about the relationships with their sons. One of them said, my son is so devoted to me. For my birthday, he gave me an all-expenses-paid cruise around the world. Wow. The second lady goes on to say, well, my son threw a huge catered party for me, and he flew in all of my friends from the East. The third woman smiles at them both and says, well, without question, my son is the most devoted. 3 times a week, he goes to his therapist. He pays $130 a session. And what does he talk about the whole time? Me. Thanks. I was hoping you got that. Because it really just takes something away if you have to explain. Well, listen, we're looking at the fifth commandment this morning. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take some time today as we have a few weeks left in our Ten Commandments summer series. And we're asking the question, are the Ten Commandments that we find in the Old Testament, are they simply relics of the past or are they relevant to our lives today? And I'm just going to get right into it. The fifth commandment today says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land. There it is. That's the fifth commandment. Honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land. Another version says, honor your father and mother, then you will live a long, full life in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Father, I just pray you bless our hearts today. I pray we'd hear from your word, whether our parents are living or not, whether we have children or not. I believe that it's your word, and you can speak to us through it no matter what. So, Lord, just speak your word to our hearts today. There is no time limit or age limit on this commandment. As long as your parents are alive, God says, honor them. And I just want to consider a few things with you today regarding this commandment and the question maybe, why did God give this commandment? Well, first of all, let's acknowledge something. You know, there are no perfect parents. There are no perfect parents. All of us have weaknesses and faults. We have inconsistencies, and yes, we make mistakes. We understand from God's word that only God is the perfect parent. Even the best parents have made mistakes and sinned. The Bible says, actually, we've all sinned. None of us have perfect parents. And if you're a parent, well, you get it, because we're not perfect either. Sadly, there are many parents who have behaved badly. There are many parents who have behaved badly, and they were abusive, and they were manipulative or neglectful. So what's God telling us to do with an abusive or neglectful parent? Are we to ignore the pain and put on a happy face and just pretend that everything is great? No, we're not. But God is saying, I want you to honor the position of parenthood. I want you to honor the position of parenthood. If you read your Bible, you'll see that authority is to be honored. Not my words, but the Bible talks about authority is to be honored, whether in the home, the church, or the government. Why? Because it's part of the foundation for an orderly society or church or home. God wants us to honor the position of parenthood regardless of the personality behind it. God wants us to honor authority. When we read his word, we see that. God wants us to honor authority regardless if it's a bad premier or a bad prime minister or a bad president or a bad police officer or a bad parent. It doesn't mean we must follow their direction when it goes against God's word or his law, but God wants us to honor the office that is not so good. Second thing I would just suggest under that why did God give this commandment? There are no perfect parents. And then we need to understand that respect for authority begins at home. Respect for authority begins at home. If a child doesn't learn to respect the authority in the home, they'll struggle. They'll struggle in school and in a career and in relationships. You see, the child who grows up saying, "Nobody tells me what to do," has a high likelihood of having a hard time keeping a job or cooperating in a relationship, because there are times you have to do what somebody tells or asks you to do, even when you don't want to do it or may not want to do it. And so God wants us to learn to respect, to honor authority. You know, when you go to the court and you say to a judge, "Your Honor," you know, you're not making a value judgment about that person's character. They may not be even a very nice person, but you're saying, "Your Honor," you're showing respect for the position. Now, I want to qualify this. I've seen that in court enough times to know that. Not personally. I have attended court for different reasons. But you see that in the court all the time. You know, when you're talking to somebody and they're about to address the court, you say, make sure you say "Your Honor," okay? Don't just get up there and like, "Hey, you know, my name's so-and-so." You say, "Your Honor," be respectful of that position. That's what you do. And there are even some lawyers that take it to the point of coming up to the court and they bow and then they address "Your Honor." They're showing honor or respect for that office, that position. And God put parents in a position of authority over us in our early formative years, and so we're to respect that position of authority. Well, how I relate to my parents will also affect other relationships. I've just suggested that. Who you become from your birth through your young adult years is in great part formed by your home life. How you relate to others as an adult is largely formed during your time under parents' authority. I was reading something about this, that behavior folks who study this stuff say that oftentimes when people act in ways they don't understand and can't figure out, it's like, why am I acting like this? Why am I being like this? When they act in ways that they can't understand, they can't figure out, their behavior many times is because they're still reacting to their parents. What those parents did or didn't do. What those parents said or didn't say while you were growing up. Many marriages have struggled or been wrecked because a spouse never resolved a relationship with a parent. And they perhaps even unknowingly ended up taking it out on their husband or wife or kids. And they may say things like, "You're just like my mom," or "You're just like my dad." Well, that's true, may be true. But also studies have shown that people who get along with their parents seem to experience much less stress in their lives. Well, how am I to honor my parents? Why did God give this commandment? We just touched on some of those things. How am I to honor my parents? Well, it depends on what stage of life you're in. Each stage can apply this command differently. As a child, I honor my parents by obeying and respecting them. Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 1 says, "Children, obey your parents. This is the right thing to do, because God has placed them in authority over you." Another version says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." The Bible teaches us that as long as you're under your parents' roof, you're to obey them. And since you're dependent upon your parents for things like food and I know you can cut the lawn and get your own money and that kind of stuff, but since you're dependent on your parents for food and clothing and shelter and insurance, That lasts a long time, you know that. They have the right to do what God's called them to do. And when you're out on your own, that's a different story. But as long as parents are providing for you and you're dependent on them, the Bible calls us to obey them. As a young person, I honor my parents by accepting and appreciating them. You see, it's a funny thing that happens. The older you get, the more you start seeing the faults of your parents. You start seeing some of their hang-ups and their faults, and yet it becomes all the more important for you as a young person to accept them in spite of their weaknesses. Somebody might say, well, why should I choose to accept my parents? You might say, I didn't have any choice in this. Well, here's the reality. You're kind of stuck with each other. You're kind of stuck with each other. That's why acceptance is important. Acceptance doesn't mean pretending they're perfect or that they were perfect. It doesn't mean ignoring wrong behavior. It doesn't mean agreeing with all they did or agreeing with all they asked you to do. But acceptance means realizing that God used them to bring you into the world. Your parents may have been excellent or mediocre, or they might have been poor. But regardless of that, the fact is they gave you something that nobody else in the world could give you. They gave you your life. And if you think your life sucks, you're wrong. I've heard that. My life sucks. No one's life sucks. God values you and your life more than you can possibly comprehend or understand, period. What's going on around you or in your life, or what's not happening that you might want to happen, that might not be so nice. But your life doesn't and never will, the life that God gave you. You see, God knew that your parents would be the ones to bring you into the world for his good purposes. And so get to know him. Get to know his word, the Bible, so that you can find out, if you don't already know, what those good purposes are. Well, acceptance also means, listening to what they have to say. When you're out on your own, you're not bound by their advice, but you don't despise it. That's the thing here. Listen to what they have to say. In fact, Proverbs, you see it there on the screen. Listen to your father who gave you life and do not despise your mother. You can actually disagree without being disagreeable. It's a thing. You can disagree without being disagreeable. You listen to them, pay them the courtesy of listening to them. That's part of acceptance. Acceptance also includes forgiveness. Realizing that God used them, listening to what they have to say, and it also includes forgiveness. One of the facts of life is that we often hurt those we love the most. Isn't that a terrible thing? We often hurt those we love the most, intentionally and unintentionally. It's ridiculous, but it's true. If you live together for any length of time, you're going to be hurt by the people in your family. That's part of why families need to be built on forgiveness, because we hurt each other. Now, today it's not as popular to honor your parents as it is to blame them for all your problems. I hear adults do that. Not you guys. I haven't heard that from you. But I hear others talk about their parents, and they might be 70 years old, and they're still talking about what their mom did. And it wasn't really that bad. It wasn't even a bad thing. It was just a, I think she should have type thing. And it's like, you're 70. There's going to be a time where you have to let this go before you never do. Because, you see, bitterness is self-destructive. It is. Proverbs 20:20 says, if you curse your parents, your life will end like a lamp that goes out in the dark. Not even going into that one. But it sounds a little scary. It sounds intense. I think that's bad. If you curse your parents, your life will end like a lamp that goes out in the dark. That's in God's word. I didn't make it up. You see, bitterness is self-destructive. It always hurts you more than the person you're bitter against. And so today, if you're still hurting and being resentful and bitter over things your parents did in the past, you're still allowing them to control your life today. You make me so mad. They made me so mad. You see, it's like an admission that they have that control over you, and we all have a continual choice to make between becoming bitter or becoming better. Choose better. Choose better. I'm to accept my parents, not despise them. I'm to listen to what they have to say and to offer forgiveness. You know, the great and crazy thing, one of the great and crazy things about God is that he can use any of the things that you went through growing up. He can even help you use those things to help others for his good purposes. God doesn't want you to honor a parent's sin and the things they did wrong to you. No, but he can take that hurt and turn it around and bring good out of it as you give it to him and as you respond in right ways. You honor your parents when you forgive them for what they did wrong and choose to focus on what they did right. Way back near the beginning of the Bible in Deuteronomy, it encourages us to be grateful for the good things that the Lord has given us and our families. God says, I'm not only to accept my parents, but I'm also to appreciate them. It's easy to take parents for granted, isn't it? Some of you had super parents, and it's easy for you to appreciate them. For some of you, it's more difficult to do that. But there are a couple of things that maybe we could appreciate about our parents, regardless of who they were. Suggestion this morning, maybe we could appreciate their effort. Maybe that's grasping at straws, but we could appreciate their effort. Parenting is challenging. No amens. I found parenting challenging. It was wonderful. Parenting is a challenging, some would say difficult, time-demanding, energy-draining job. It takes incredible energy just to keep up with your kids, never mind teach them anything. We have two grandkids, Lincoln and Clara. Love them. Love them, love them. Love to have them come over. Love to have them go home. It's exhausting. It's exhausting at our age. I just can't even believe it. You know, I love having them, and it's like instant nap time for us when they go. And then to have them overnight or for a weekend, don't even know how to do it. Hardly know how to do it, but we've done it. And so I understand why we had kids when we were younger. Have you ever considered how much energy your parents gave or exerted on your behalf, even if you think they could have done a better job? I don't know. Maybe it's time once again to thank our parents, maybe just simply for putting up with us. Second thing you might consider in appreciating your parents is maybe you can appreciate some of their sacrifice, some of their efforts, some of their sacrifice. I was reading about raising kids financially, just financially alone. Parenting is expensive. Some stats, just recent stats I read say that if you're a parent today, it will cost you to raise a child to 18 years old about $250,000 Canadian. That's like $250,000. 18 years of food and housing and clothing and medicine and maybe daycare and school expenses and et cetera and et cetera. Did I mention cell phones? Et cetera. You see, when a couple chooses to have kids, they're often also choosing to do without some other things. And so, I don't know, maybe we could appreciate some of the sacrifice. In Proverbs, we read, when your mother is old, show her your appreciation. It's a great transition in life when your parents become your friends too. I don't mean your buddy pal. I just mean when your parents become your friends too. And so as a child, I honor my parents by obeying and respecting them. As a young person, I honor my parents by appreciating, accepting and appreciating them. As an adult, I honor my parents by affirming and not abandoning them. You see, for many parents, the older they get, the less respect they get. You know, what happens, their affirming friends start to pass away. They're no longer wanted in the marketplace for their skills and wisdom. Their grown children are busy with their own families. and they can too often end up leading lonely lives. Your parents have a great need to feel and to know that they made some kind of positive contribution in your life. They need that affirmation. And God says He wants you to affirm your parents for the rest of their life. How do you do that? How do I do that? Well, there's some obvious ways, aren't there? You can stay or keep in touch with them. I mean, every time you send a card, if you even send cards anymore, some folks do. Every time you send a card or make a call or text like my mom and I do a lot, or email, or visit like we do, or invite, whatever it is you might do, you're following this command to honor your father and mother. Because you see, to honor means to understand the significance of. To understand the significance of. And maybe that looks like you sharing some things that are going on in your life. They're interested. You may not be so interested. I know some phone calls, love calling and talking with my mom on the phone, that's great. Whether I want to or not, I hear about every one of my siblings and everything they're doing. And some days, I don't care. Other days, it's interesting. But I guess I say that to say I'm glad she knows. I'm glad she knows because they keep in touch. And she knows what's going on in our lives. And that's a blessing to her. To honor means to understand the significance. And so share some things in your lives. Affirming them might even mean asking them what they think about something. Asking their advice. Even if you don't end up following it, at least you listened to or asked for it. And you know what? This can go for in-laws too, if that's your situation. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. Moses, we have good biblical examples of that. Moses listened to his father-in-law, and he was blessed by following his wise advice. There's a lady that we read about in the Bible called Ruth, and she listened to her mother-in-law and was blessed by following her advice. Well, you know, there's some pretty strong words in the Bible about caring for your families. I don't know if you know that. Very strong words in the Bible about caring for our families. In fact, the Bible says that the way you treat your family, the way you treat your parents, is the demonstration of your true faith, of whether you're really a believer or not. That's pretty strong. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "Anyone who won't care for their own relatives when they need help, especially their own family, has no right to say they are a Christ follower. Such a person is worse than the heathen." I'm not sure how you get worse than that in that description and in that context. Another version says, "But if any do not take care of the relatives, especially the members of their own family, they have denied the faith and are worse than an unbeliever," it says. Those are strong words. And you know, sometimes as time passes, you know, roles tend to reverse, don't they? Sometimes we joke about it. Where at one point in life they cared for you and took care of you, as parents grow older, it may be that you will need to take care of them. God says that's part of being one of His children, being a Christ follower. They should put their faith, their religion, it says, but they should put their faith into practice by caring for their own family and so repaying their parents and grandparents, for this is pleasing to God. You remember what Jesus did while He was dying on the cross for the sin of the world? Remember one thing that He did? He didn't forget His mom. And we read that looking down from the cross at His disciple John, He said, "Take care of mom. Take care of my mom. Mom, John's going to take care of you like a son." Hey, by the way, parents, if you want to be honored, we need to be honorable. We need to be honorable. Ephesians 6:4, it says, And now a word to you, parents. Don't keep on scolding and nagging your children, making them angry and resentful. Rather, Bring them up with the loving discipline the Lord himself approves, with suggestions and godly advice. Paul's just saying, don't drive your kids nuts by being unpleasable. One of the important keys to good parenting is loving discipline. You know, there's so much surrounding this. There's so much surrounding this commandment, and there's more that we could consider around it and the circumstances of our families, because our families have all kinds of different circumstances. Wholeness, brokenness, situations, abuses, other kinds of things. And there's so much more that we could go into, but there's also the whole idea of the promise that comes with this commandment, which we're not even going into today, but I wanted to recognize it. God says this is so important to him. Well, first, that it's so important to him, it makes the top 10. God's top 10, 10 commandments, it makes it. But this is so important to him that there's a reward, there's a promise in it as we honor our parents. This is what Ephesians 6, 2 to 3 says. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise. The promise is that so it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. It was so important in God's economy that he attached a promise to that. And that's for another time. But I guess I just want to encourage you today that regardless of your circumstance, we have a Heavenly Father, and he is perfect, and he loves you unconditionally, and he will never leave you, and he will never forsake you, and he will never stop loving you. Even if in some circumstances your earthly parents have. And he wants you in his family. He wants you to be part of his families. If thoughts of your parents bring pain, maybe something like this is helpful this morning. If thoughts of your parents bring pain, maybe a prayer like this is something that you could pray. God, to help me let go of the hurt and the bitterness. Help me to forgive. Help me begin to accept, appreciate, and affirm the good parts in my parents. And if your parents are alive, maybe you would say, help me to have a new and positive relationship. Thank you that you love me unconditionally and you made me for a purpose. Amen. God, you call us to honor our parents. Some of us are parents. We all had parents or have parents. And you call us to honor them. And you take this seriously. And God, I think that in our society today, we don't have to look too far to see what happens when parents aren't honored, when children or young people or even us as adults don't do that. Lord, there's hurt, there's harm, there's brokenness. But Father, you want us to experience wholeness. Even in the brokenness, Lord, you can restore us. You can make us whole as individuals. Maybe it's the restoration of a family and a relationship. But Father, you love us, you care about us, and you call us to honor one another. And so I pray that wherever we're at today, whatever that might be, maybe as I said, maybe our parents aren't alive, but there's some issues around honoring authority in some places in our lives that we're having trouble with. Lord, I pray you would open our eyes to maybe even see that. And Father, that you would work and stir in our hearts today, that we would honor you in all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.